WILL programs are made possible by the iCorn.com Seeds of Knowledge Video Scholarship Contest. Farmers nominate students who make a 90-second video and compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships from iCorn.com. More information is available online at iCorn.com.
Our pre-opening commodity market report's coming up in just a moment. First, I want to thank our current friends of WILL who have contributed $40,000 to our member match fund. Second, I want to invite you to help the October membership campaign get off to a great start this Thursday morning at 7 a.m. for our third fall power hour. And third, now it's time for that pre-opening commodity market report. And here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay. And good Monday morning, everyone. The world readied today for a slew of bank bailouts worth hundreds of billions of dollars in an effort to staunch the credit rout that threatens to tip the global economy into recession. Britain is expected later today to detail plans to inject about $68.4 billion into four top banks, which could see the government becoming the biggest shareholder in Royal Bank of Scotland. France, Germany, and Italy are also expected today to announce how they will buy stakes in their ailing banks. The German bank rescue plan alone could be worth up to $539.4 billion. Over on the Dow Jones, that we're trading now at 88.05, we're up 359 points. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ trading at 17.27, it's up 77 points. U.S. bank, U.S. bond markets, are closed today. So we're just keeping one eye on the equity markets to get some hint about how the grain markets might open later today. Joining us now, though, with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keyser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And as we look at the Midwest Corn Belt, dry weather over the weekend over central and eastern portions of the belt, and that continuing today. Also warm conditions, very favorable for crop maturation and harvesting. We do have some showers, though, that will be heading into the central and eastern Corn Belt. Few spotty showers as early as tomorrow. Better chance of rain in those areas once we get into Wednesday. And for eastern areas, maybe even into Thursday, we could have some showers. So that'll slow down field work a little bit. But by and large, the weather conditions are favorable for crop development and harvesting here. Some improved conditions here over the last couple of weeks. High pressure will build in once again after this area of showers. So more dry weather as we go through the weekend into early next week. Another round of rain, though, may come around the middle of next week, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, next possibility. And that's the details are still not certain on that. As we get a week out or more at this time of year, the details aren't good. We do have some cooler air coming in this week, and that could touch some scattered frost across the Midwest where it does clear out. Later this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday mornings, a possibility of scattered light frost, although I think for our area, we're not going to see the end of the growing season yet. And for the major crops, it's getting late enough to where a frost would not really have much of an impact. Now, a freeze is not expected here. There could be some sub-freezing temperatures in parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan later this week with the colder air dipping into the northern parts of the Midwest. So that's certainly a possibility for the Midwest Corn Belt later this week. Now, we did have rain in the Western Corn Belt. I've been talking about the Central and Eastern Corn Belt. Showers have been occurring, and the leading edge of those showers is nowadays Western Iowa. And some significant rainfall across western and central Kansas, much of Nebraska, northwestern Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota, and much of northern and western Minnesota during the last 24 hours. Over a half an inch in Omaha, Nebraska, but you get out toward Grand Island and Kearney, Nebraska, and anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of rain fell. You get just west of Topeka, Kansas, and many locations got over an inch of rain. And you get to southwest Kansas, more affecting the wheat areas, over 2 inches of rain. Across the Dakotas, most areas got anywhere from a third of an inch to 1 inch of rain. A few places a little less, a few a little more. But bottom line is a pretty wet conditions across the northwestern corn belt, the northern plains spring wheat belt, and the northern and central and western parts of the hard red winter wheat belt. So that slows down field work, but the moisture is certainly beneficial for the wheat out in wheat country. That's definitely the case. And so far, much of the corn belt not affected, but again, northwestern Iowa westward, no harvest operations will be taking place today as the fields out that way are wet. And finally, we'll take a quick look today at South America, just to give you an update on what we know about that. And basically, the conditions have been pretty hot in portions of Brazil of late. So that's something that is of concern. Maybe if that, it would be of more concern if the crops were already in the ground. It looks like rain is going to be heavy this week in parts of the northern production areas of Argentina and the southern production areas of Brazil. Some places will be getting over an inch of rain there, so that should help with soil moisture. The farther north you go in Brazil, the lesser the rainfall amounts are expected to be this week, and it's still hot up there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 6.10¾, up 5¾. Last trade up 15. March 6.25, up 1½. Last trade up 16¾. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5.71, up 7½. Last trade up 16. March 5.94½, up 10¾. Last trade up 18. July 6.20½, up 10. Last trade up 18¾. December corn opened at 405, down 3¼. Last trade up 6¼. July 444¾, down 3½. Last trade up 7¼. November beans open at 902¾, down 7¼. Last trade up 15. July 960, up 2½. Last trade up 14. December soybean meal opened at 254, down $2. Last trade up 440. December soybean oil opened at 37.14, down 15. Last trade up 71. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
We've been looking for some technical reversals in this corn and soybean market. We got them overnight, but how much credence do we put into them, given that the bond market is closed today?
Bond markets closed, but you'll still have the equity markets trading, and the energy markets will trade. Gold's down $23 this morning, so I think you end up seeing a nice little bounce here today. How much is all eyes are going to be on the equity markets? You had some nice turnarounds in many of the foreign stocks overnight, but crude oil has lost from its early gains. It got up to $82.50 at one point, and now it's backed off $2 of that. It's sitting at $80.36 right now. So I've got a little concerns whether we see a real fiery open here as we get going, but I do think we're going to trade on the plus side, and I think these guys are trying to see if how much confidence is out here. The government's certainly doing their part to try and do everything they can to bring confidence back to the market. They're trying to guarantee some of these interbank loans so that we can actually see credit start to move again, and I think that's all going to be positive. So on the day, I think everybody's going to watch what the outside markets are doing. Does crude oil come back, make another run at that $4.55 higher type market? If it does, it's going to drag the grains with it. Does the dollar stay weak, or does it continue to gain some momentum back to the upside? Because it got down on its low, it was down over 2 cents, and now it's back to 1.65, so it's kind of come back just a little bit. And does the gold market stay under pressure all day today? Overall, I think you're going to see a solid day. You're going to open in line with where the overnights were, and then they're going to take a hard look at what the outside markets are doing and kind of go from there is what I think.
So traders aren't going to talk about the weather and the rain out west and whether or not that's going to slow up the harvest. Those things way on the back burner?
I think they're in the back burner right now. The rain's going to be here. It's going to slow things down for a couple of days, but then we've got a nice run of some decent weather. And I didn't actually hear what your guys were saying, but we're hearing it's clear after that into early next week, and then we've got another round of rain coming in again. I think in general, most of your processors and Grain facilities really could use the break over here in the east. We could use a little bit of a break again to try and get things caught up and make space for the grain that's coming in, because we're moving very quickly with this harvest. We're very dry over here, so rain's not going to hurt us at all.
And all that was going on the outside markets on Friday, with the big dip down to close to 700 points, up 300, and down about 100 and change by the time of the close. Did traders on Friday really fully digest the implications of the USDA WASD report, particularly with soybeans, with the numbers just dynamite up over the previous estimates?
Yeah, although, you know, how much of that's already in the market when you're sitting here at, what, 40% lower than what our highs were? We may already have much of that already consumed in the marketplace, Dave. So I don't know. I guess I think you're still in for a nice little rally, just with the market being as oversold as it is right now, that we could see this thing bounce back pretty quick. And I think there's still some argument over the numbers in total. The guys are going to argue whether the numbers are there or not.
All right, then. Thank you very much, Brian. You have a great day today.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. By the way, we're on the web 24/7 for you with analysis at WILLAG.org. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.